You had what, 158 different domains at one point, because each ID, here it is. 2018, he had 158 different entries, I guess, in a book with different ideas. Am I right?
Yeah, I looked it up recently. It's actually just over 250 now in 2021. And the funny thing is, I probably have 250 Google documents as well. And with each domain, with every time someone comes up with an idea that I get excited about, the first thing I'll do is I'll write up a Google document with the idea, do a little research, and then I'll spend hours hunting down names. I'm obsessed with brand and names. And I've actually ended up naming some friends' companies and finding domain names for them, because I think it is important. Even if you're just an app, I think having a brand and a name is important. I can't believe there's a company like Peloton which does not own Peloton.com. Like, it's ridiculous.
They don't?
How can you create a multi-billion dollar company? How can you have a company like Zoom that for the longest time didn't own Zoom.com?
Like, did they finally own Zoom.com?
They did, and they probably paid a huge price for it, because they bought it too late, when the owner knew that Zoom was this wildly successful company and could afford to pay a lot of money for it.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's onepeloton.com. What about Lola? You got Lola.com. How much did that cost you?
It was expensive. I mean, the funny story about Lola.com is back in 2004, when Steve and I created what became known as Kayak, we incorporated it as Travel Search Company, Inc. as a temporary name. And both of us are really into brand, and we wanted a really great name. We hired an amazing consultant in New York named Carol Costello, and we did this brand exploration with her for a good 3 or 4 weeks about what were our aspirations, what do we want the brand to stand for. We came up with a list of like 100 words, and the first choice actually was Lola.com. Lola.com is what's called a portmanteau. It's two words smashed together, longitude, latitude. You smash that together, you get Lola. The problem is we couldn't afford the name. It was too much money. It was owned by a successful company. So we went with our number two choice, which was Kayak. And we bought Kayak.com for only $30,000. Anyway, this time when I created a new company, I said, I don't care if it's expensive. I just love that brand. I think there's an opportunity to create a really great tech company called Lola. And we just paid for it. We paid dearly, but in the end, I think it's going to be worth it.
It's got to be over $1 million for that. It's such a good name. Short, easy to spell.
Yeah, 4 letters. It was $500,000.
Wow, that's a good deal, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I owned grab.com for a while. I paid $125,000 for it. It was great, though, because people could remember grab.com.
That's amazing.
Now look where it went. Yeah.